you may say that homes in my area sell really fast, and so I can sell by owner, probably the case. The goal here, of course, is not to leave money on the table. That's why you're selling for sell by owner. And in the prior audio, I shared with you, we worked with a major league ball player on a home acquisition, and there were at least 7 offers on the property within a couple hours of the home coming on the marketplace. You know, just keep in mind that you're moving money. This is, you know, this is an asset in your portfolio, whether you inherited the property or whatever the life transition that you're in right now, that this is an asset, and clearly not to overprice it, because I hate to say this, you need the money. I had somebody after a 25-year marriage, they're getting divorced, and he said, well, I can't sell for that low. I need the money. And that, of course, is irrelevant to a buyer, that, you know, somebody needs the money. So the probability of selling, if you overprice the property, is pretty much zero. And on the flip side, because you are moving an asset, if the marketplace shows that there is a one-to-one ratio, one buyer to one seller, that 40% or more are going under contract in less than 3 weeks, and there is a success rate of listings in general coming on the market over 70% success rate, you should probably push your price. And, you know, I'm just not eager, you know, running a real estate company, that we sell houses in a day or two. You know, we're charged with, if you are helping people move money, and, you know, through the buy owner program, if you know, you can achieve the highest price, great. And we're not, you know, if we have a buyer that's a match, we're not looking for wholesale. These are retail transactions, and our buyers understand that. As long as they're following principles that you could tell a quadrant is going up in value based on economic indicators that we've been studying for years, you're just a smarter buyer. And they don't have to buy low. They can pay retail price, which is what you're looking for anyway. So just want to encourage you that if the indicators are right, push your price a little bit. And if it doesn't sell within a certain period of time, then you know, good news, you didn't underprice it. You know, the goal is just don't leave money on the table, which is, again, why you're going by owner. Thanks.